He can't rap at all.
Okay, but that's not, so you said, well, what it had to do with the music, though?
And then I read an interview on Soul Hip Hop. This nigga was like, give me 5 reasons to buy your album. Number 1, it's trendy. What the fuck? That's the reason we buy your fucking album, because it's trendy?
Man, these niggas, dog. I'm telling you. You know, these cats get in the game. It's getting real thin, dog. These niggas have no substance. They come up with a catchy song, and then that's it. NappyAfro.com. What's good, my people? It's number 25 of the Frocast with your boy Saul right in the Wolfpack. We got a couple of big issues, and then we got some other shit we want to talk about. We're going to try and keep it under 90 hours this time, but you know how we do. It's the fucking Frocast, and that's why you listen every week. So, you know me. I'm your man Saul Wright, a.k.a. Who Gives a Fuck, sitting in with the usual suspects. My man to the left, Be Easy. Say what's good to the people, bruh.
What's up? It's Be Easy. A.K.A. Mike Awesome, a.k.a. Young Barry White. I've been listening to Future's album all day, so I'm not that hyped today. I'm kind of depressed, but we're going to be okay.
You going to make it, bro?
I'm going to make it. Ain't no way around. Never mind, sorry.
We can have a hologram sit in for you, though.
At the same damn time.
And the other suspect that's sitting here kind of quiet, but you know how Germ does. He'll kick in. What's good, Germ? Say what's up.
Hey, what's going on, peoples, man? It's your boy, King Germ, man. I'm back in the building again. I think I lead the league in the most Frocast. I think I do, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. Go ahead.
Yeah, this nigga don't waste no time tooting his own horn. We ain't even get started yet.
Hold on. What league is this?
The league, nigga.
He on his Kobe shit, I see.
Okay, I was like, what league is this? Okay.
This nigga's on his Kobe shit. So let's kick it off. We got 2 major things to talk about. But the first one, we're going to kick it off with the most important one from, what, maybe the past year in hip-hop, is the Tupac hologram at Coachella. I don't know if y'all saw it, but we posted it up on the site. So if you listen to this, you probably already saw it. I want to know y'all's thoughts on that shit. Yeah, we'll start there. Let's start with the thoughts on that shit.
Okay, I start out first. First of all, I think it was cool. Some people say it was disrespectful, but you know, I also think that Tupac hasn't been laid to rest since he's been dead. You know, he released more albums dead than he has alive. Right. But I thought about it though, because this is probably the biggest news right now in hip hop, and I'm trying to think. What does it say about technology? What does it say about hip hop? Sure. I mean, you know, I saw most of them. No, Common. I know Common and somebody else was talking about it, and they liked it a lot. So Nas and Common was talking about it, and they loved it. It does say a lot about Tupac. I think Tupac also was the best candidate for this type of technology. No waving hair, nothing crazy, no dreads. He just bald headed guy, tattoos. That's it. So I don't know. I liked it. It's kind of weird. I heard the crowd was in fucking shock.
Yeah, they seemed a little weird when the shit started. They were like, "Woo, shit!" It seemed a little odd.
They high already, so Coachella, so they high already. It's like, I thought you said Tupac was dead.
Oh shit, son! What are we smoking? Get that nigga on stage. You see him?
Good performance, though. By the way, I mean, it was a good performance by him. I do want to say that.
Has anybody identified where that performance is actually from?
No, it was. It wasn't a performance. It wasn't a hologram either. It was a 2D image. The truth came out today about everything, how they did it. It was actually, they shot some kind of lights at some mirrors, and it made that image. So it wasn't really a hologram. It wasn't 3D. But, you know, if you look, they had some camera views from different angles. You can kind of see, you know, that it was, you know, they ruined the trick, basically, you know.
But it was Tupac, right?
No.
I mean, so it wasn't even the Tupac image?
It was a computer image of Tupac.
Oh, so, yes. Okay, so wait. These niggas made a Tupac.
Yes.
That is fucked up.
Oh, you thought
I thought it was just one of his old performances and they just projected it up there.
What I think happened was,
it's a reflection technique called Pepper's Ghost.
Well, they've
been goddamn coming with the facts today.
they've been using it for a while because it's didn't a J-pop group use it? Been using it for years. I know Gorilla used it a few years when they performed with De La Soul and Madonna. So I mean, it's been around for a while.
Yeah, that method has been around for a while. I just did.
Yeah,
I had no idea that it was a bootleg Pac. I thought it was a Pac with an old performance.
Nah, oh, no. CGI Pac, man.
It looked, had no khakis.
it did look like something from, like, NBA 2K.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but, like, with motion capture. Stage and shit.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think about it, Jerm?
You know, like I said, man, it was pretty, yeah, it was all right. I mean, I wasn't totally impressed. You know, I thought it was something pretty cool, but now I know it's just going to get, you know, blown out of proportion and, you know, I'm going to get tired of it fast. I mean, like I said, it was cool for all the little Tupac fans to see their idol and, you know, and it just, like I said, man, I guess it was good for them. Me, not that impressed. Nah.
Speaking of being tired of it.
Hold on. What did you think about it, Saul?
It was just odd, man. It was just odd. Like, I don't even know what else to think about it. It was odd. I don't know why it was necessary. I would have rather just seen him on a fucking screen than to see some weird, eerie stage performance with a dead rapper and a nigga that's been rapping like he's dead since 1995.
No, but I mean, I don't know. I don't know. It's odd. It really is odd. I mean, and then the Twitter account was crazy.
The hologram account was fucking hilarious. Now that shit's gonna run its course in the but it's, right now, that's some funny shit.
Yeah.
Right now, so that one and our boy, what's his name, Cornell.
Yeah.
That nigga, them two are competing for funniest Twitter that I follow. Because that dude said, I would switch places with a camel. My sex life is so dry, I would switch places with a camel just so I could get a hump. Cornell the Great is an idiot, yo. But speaking of getting tired of it, apparently the hologram doesn't stop there. According to sources, there is talk that the Tupac hologram, or Pepper's ghost, will go on tour with Dr. Dre and Snoop and Eminem and all that.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, they're really talking about taking this shit on the road, literally. So
hold on. Why did they say it cost $400,000 but there was a trick though?
Well, it cost $250,000.
The screen was expensive.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, it's some rare copyrighted polymer plastic shit or some shit, but I heard it only costed $250. Not like that's a drop in the bucket, but that's $400.
Yeah, but now, how would you feel if you like Eminem, you know, flew out, 50 Cent and flew out, and the biggest news is a motherfucker who's been dead for 16 years? Is it 16 years or 15 years?
Either
way. 16.
I don't think I'll have a problem with it once I'm cashing a check from the sold out tour.
Well, it's Coachella, so it's kind of different, but I get what you're saying.
Well, we'll call it whatever you want to call it. As long as that check cash, I'm good. Check clear, we good money, man.
If people are buying tickets to see a dead nigga, not to see you.
I mean, hey, it happens.
I'm gonna tell you what though. If they had two tickets, somebody said, "Do you want to see Hologram Tupac or Red Ja Rule?" I'm going Hologram Tupac every time.
That is fucked up.
Every time.
Yeah. Without the Hologram Tupac, really means that Ja Rule will never make it back. It's pretty much done. You know what I'm saying? If Tupac.
Will Hologram Tupac drop an album?
Business right now. What?
Can Hologram Tupac drop an album?
Of course, he's been dropping albums.
Yeah, I forgot. Where Peabody get his shit from? Damn.
Yeah. Now we just found out how Peabody gets that shit from Hologram Tupac. Sliding the emails and shit. So speaking of the hologram and dead motherfuckers coming back to life and getting on stage, of course there's talk of them doing this for other artists. And I want to know from you two, which five artists would you pay to see a hologram concert of, if any?
It ain't five dead good rappers, man. So I'm just gonna say that straight up.
It ain't got to be rappers. It ain't got to be rappers. Wow. You know, just five artists. What five artists would you pay to see a hologram concert? And they don't even have to be dead. You could go back.
Oh, okay.
You could go back to an artist when he was dope.
And, oh, okay. That's cool.
Hey, since you know, call them all in. Who you got?
Notorious, I've seen him in concert once already, so I say Biggie, I bring him back from the dead.
Puffy gotta be getting the money up for this right now, right? He has to be getting the money up right now.
Oh, every bottle of Ciroc bought in the month of May is going towards the Biggie hologram.
It's a lot of
proceed from every Ciroc.
You know, I actually want. I'm sorry, Jeremy. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead, man, because I'd like to say it.
Yeah, I would want to do it differently. Like, think of, okay, now, we can't touch strippers like they usually. We can't really touch strippers. So, when you, like, have the live strip club of, like, bitches that you never can see strip, is that possible, probably?
Hold up, you can't touch strippers.
I mean, you ain't supposed to touch strippers like that. But, like, you can have hologram strippers.
You better take your ass to the Blue Flame.
You can have Halle Berry on stage one. You can have Leah on stage three.
Oh, now that would be creepy.
That would just be wrong. Like, how much torture could you take? Not only are you looking at somebody you can't touch, you're looking at somebody that you can't touch.
But look, though. You know, strip club owners will co-sign this shit all goddamn day. All I got to do is plug in a plug. And just in the back and watch.
Not at $250,000 a pop, nigga. I know strip clubs making some money, but they ain't recouping that shit at the Blue Flame.
He just plugs it in and he just sits in the back. He was like, Whitney Houston stage two.
That's unless that motherfucker got R2-D2 working in that motherfucker, you ain't gonna have this shit in there.
I would go for it only if I could pay their ass with hologram money. we could do that shit all night.
Yeah, Tupac said you're gonna fuck. What Twitter Tupac said you're gonna fuck Biggie's hologram wife?
Yeah, that shit. Oh, man. That hologram Tupac was going to fuck and dog. That shit was terrible. He said, fuck YOLO, it's about Holo.
Yeah. Hold on. Who would you pay to see anybody?
I don't do many concerts, and I probably wouldn't do any rap concerts other than maybe Biggie. I can't see paying to see rap unless it's Biggie or fucking Fonte or some shit like that, but. You know me, I go off the deep end. I'd like to see Jimi Hendrix live. I'd like to see James Brown live. I'd like to see Michael Jackson live.
Oh, yeah, Michael Jackson, damn.
Yeah. I'd like to see a hologram of DMX, like, when he was hot. Like, those first two DMX albums was a motherfucker.
With the dogs being hologram also?
Hey, that's probably the only way I want to see that big motherfucker. That's the only way.
But, you know, I'm really surprised Michael Jackson wasn't the first one on this, though.
You know they have to do Michael shit extra special, and it would have to be.
Yeah, there. Man, they're gonna spend $1 million to $3 million on Michael, and it's gonna be ridiculous.
But I'm trying to figure out how did Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg? How did Dr. Dre? Because I heard Dr. Dre paid for it, and he donated to Fendi Shakur.
I don't know if you noticed, but Dr. Dre is involved in some headphones bullshit. I heard it's pretty large, and
I'm saying because you know they asked if any liked it, and that was like, but you know, because Dr. Dre made a donation to, I get he can afford it because he was like number three today on Forbes all the time. I get that. I'm saying, how did he get to jump on like fucking Disney? How did he get to jump on all these big corporations?
It was 2D. It's been used in movies before and everything, man.
I get that, but I've never been to Disney World and seen the hologram shit like that. You would think they would just have this shit there, right? You get my point? What I'm saying? You think at the Star Wars ride, they would just have that shit there. They don't. I'm just trying to figure out why.
Basically what it means is that us hip-hop fans are real fucking simple. Because this is a technology from, what, the 1600s or some shit? And so they dusted
the
19th it off
century,
to do a Tupac, a fake-ass Tupac, and we're rolling it. And Disney is probably like, man, fuck that shit. That's simple shit.
But you do know that it's been better than what it was a year ago, though. You know what I'm saying?
True.
Like if you watch the Madonna and the Gorilla shit, it doesn't look nothing like the Tupac one.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they're not sweating it because they're working on the 3D shit.
Yeah, that's true, too.
So, I don't know. I don't know. I'm ready for it to be over. I'm ready for it, you know, because it's all over the Washington Post and motherfuckers going crazy. I'm ready for this shit to be over. Real talk. It was good while it lasted.
Yeah, it was, man.
I did download Hail Mary, though.
You just now downloaded it? Like, you didn't have it before the Coachella?
I never really liked that song a lot, because I never understood the whole line, Mama told me never stop until I bust a nut. Like, who mother tells him that? Who mother tells... Hey, boy, you better not stop till you bust that nut. Like,
maybe if your mom's named Afeni.
That's she's a crackhead at one point.
I'm not, you know, no disrespect. I'm just saying. Maybe. I mean, and that's one of Tupac's like best five songs. How did you not have that?
I just the mama said I'd never stop until I bust a nut. That was the one that I was like, I don't know if I want this song on my iPod. Because, you know, if you download a song that you don't like that much, that song will pop up on shuffle every fucking time. No matter what you do.
I'm a real iPod snob. I don't do shuffle and I don't do single songs. Like, if somebody say a song is hot, I need the whole album. Otherwise, I won't download it at all.
Oh, no. And that, I'm going to tell you, the song that pops up on my shuffle all the time is Biggie fucking Kim on that damn Life After Death or...
Nah, it was Ready to Die.
Ready to Die, I'm sorry. Yeah, Ready to Die. That shit pops up on my shuffle every fucking time I shuffle it.
Yeah,
almost every time.
That didn't make the iPod.
I was like, oh god.
I can't be blasting that shit in the ride. You had a red light, that motherfucker.
Yeah.
That
and when he shoots himself at the end. Those two pop up all the fucking time. I'm like,
god. That Suicidal Thoughts was some epic shit.
Yeah, but you gotta hear that shit will bust your speakers out too.
Yeah, it is loud. That's when you go ahead and hit the skip. You go ahead and skip to your next song or your next album, whatever.
Right.
Speaking of skipping, Nicki Minaj is skipping Twitter. I don't know if y'all saw, but I guess the bullshit got too much to bear. On top of the criticism she's receiving about the album and all this other bullshit, apparently one of her fan sites leaked some of her music. And she got pissed and said, fuck it, I'm out. And she left Twitter. She had 11 million followers. And she just bounced in the ass. Now, they're saying that she's got 30 days to reactivate her account. Otherwise, it'll be gone. So, I'm sure she'll be back. I mean, she just dropped an album that sold 253,000 copies in the first week. So, I'm sure she'll be back to Twitter. But, goddamn. Do y'all think she should have tougher skin?
Yeah, I mean, what could a nigga... Okay, you done played the... You done played the... You done closed the Grammys. You done played the All-Star game. And you done played the Super Bowl. What can a motherfucker really tell you to make you delete your Twitter?
Well, I mean, on top of the criticism, if they leaking your music,
okay.
Hey, I'm taking money out your pocket, right?
I mean, but Lil Wayne, they leaked his whole album. You know what I'm saying? He's on Twitter like it ain't shit. J. Cole's on Twitter like it ain't shit. Big Crit's on Twitter like it ain't. I mean, it doesn't really. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, maybe right.
Guys, are still at the end of the day, she's still a female.
Rihanna doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, Rihanna is definitely that's a ratchet ass broad. She don't give a fuck about nothing. She probably show up to church smoking weed with some ass out jeans.
Did you see she wrote Thug Life on her stomach on Coachella when Tupac came out?
I heard she was wild, and I didn't look into all the pictures. I was like, it's enough. This motherfucker's out in the with the fans, out in the crowd, on top of somebody's shoulders, like
smoking weed.
Yeah, I was like, this motherfucker is real regular right now. I can't, you know.
I'm sorry, Jern. I'm sorry. Do you think she should have thicker skin?
Of course, man. But I mean, I look at it all as a publicity stunt, man. You know, it's just gonna, you know, get her name out there. You know, any press is better than no press, and you know, just gonna sell a couple thousand more albums for her. You know, she'll be all right, man. She'll be back. Just a little temper tantrum. You know how women get, man. Yeah. So far, I need to break her back in. She'll be all right.
I mean, with his fist this time, or. I'm just saying.
Her dad that came in the news lately, right? That was the other thing she was getting criticism about. Apparently, in an interview, she said that she wished or she would have killed her father when she was growing up. He was apparently abusive. So that was the comment she made. So people like, that was so mean, you can't say that, and all this other shit. And now this nigga is doing reviews and doing interviews, I mean, talking about he's hurt, his feelings are hurt, and he's crushed that she would say such a thing. Like, we haven't heard of this nigga. What's with these parents coming out the woodworks when their parents, well, we know what's up with it, but these parents coming out the woodworks when their kids get some cash and starts sob stories, man.
Hey, man, you know how it is, man. Well, you know, I'm glad my mom wasn't like that, but I'm pretty sure, you know, you know how it is with people, man. They want some of that fame. They want that lifestyle. They want to be able to, you know, have an assistant. They want to live like you. And it's just, it's sad, man. Only one of us can be the star. Daddy, you can't rap.
Well, I mean, you would have got that if you had stuck around and been right when I was growing up. It's not a problem. You know, you had just been there for the foundation. You reap the benefits of the second flow, nigga.
Exactly. Keep your mouth closed. enjoy the fucking ride, nigga. And that's all you got to do.
Shout out to your mouth closed.
I know, and I don't want to bring back Tupac. Didn't the Finney pay like Tupac $500,000-$600,000 for him like to have a gag order or something like that? I think she said it on like the little Tupac. She said it on something.
Man, she ain't never seen $600,000, nigga. Stop.
That's what she. I'm telling you, no, because he filed some sort of suit saying that, like she said, Tupac. She said Tupac never met him, but he actually did meet him. And like, he took him to the movies and shit. It's something, but she's so posted. She said she gave $700,000 to leave him alone. I'm sure Peabody is somewhere when this get posted telling us I'm totally wrong. But
either way, he'll have the backstory. He was there. Yeah. That motherfucker was there when this transaction occurred or didn't occur. He was right there taking. I'm sure that nigga knows. And Jerm, you fucked up for saying she ain't never seen $600,000.
That's what you saying.
That's cold, motherfucker. Dog.
His album, he had two albums that went platinum since he died.
Okay, yeah.
She didn't get none of it, even though it's on Amaru Records.
Bruh, Amaru Records probably owned by like 40 different people.
owned by her.
Yeah, whatever.
She ain't working.
Yeah. Come on, man. I'm not gonna talk bad about Pac Mama, so I'm gonna stop.
Who built that statue?
My lips are sealed.
Who built the building in Stone Mountain?
Hey, probably Mexicans.
Okay, I'm stopping now. Go ahead.
So let's get to our last bit of music news. Well, shit, I guess it's only music related because of the people involved. We've got Jailbirds in hip-hop, in case you didn't know. Shout out to G-Dep, who I haven't heard from since his big smash hit, who was found guilty of second-degree murder. Mm-hmm. And Mystical is headed back to jail for violating his probation. Right. He's apparently...
Danger!
This nigga got 3 months.
And how long he did? 6 or 7?
I think he did eight or some shit. He was in there.
Yeah, I mean,
he didn't get out early. He did his whole bid.
Yeah, I was
some shit after R. Kelly went to jail before R. Kelly
got out. Damn. R. Kelly ain't touched the jail yet, nigga. Teflon done. Teflon Pied Piper. I think that I will say they kept when whoever he punched in the face for domestic dispute. Domestic abuse battery. They kept that shit under wraps until that shit came up again because I didn't know that had happened.
Yeah. Yeah, says it happened in February or some shit.
Yeah, and he's 41. Isn't that crazy?
Damn, is he 41? You got to do better, bro. At least you got to stay away from the bitches, man. Bitches that got you in trouble twice.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, but you know, I don't know. But not now, about the G-Dep situation, I know Jerm, you was going to do a... Because you remember what happened, Jerm, with that whole situation?
Tell me when he turned himself in.
For no reason, right?
Yeah, just, you know, thought you know, like, I don't know.
I wasn't dead.
But why even, why even turn yourself in? I mean, that was some dumb shit. Like, you go, oh, yeah, so I shot somebody 15 years ago. Oh, really? Yeah.
Thank you,
know,
we'll keep you now.
Yeah, that nigga's dead.
Oh, you just got you a murder case. You know?
But I read that he was allegedly saying that he was innocent.
Now he's saying he's innocent, yes.
Of course. After you went down there and turned yourself in like Kevin Spacey on fucking Seven. Detective!
Gotta stop dry snitching.
What's in the box? What's in the box?
It's a goddamn shame.
That was DMF shit. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh yeah, but one hip hop thing that I got that we need to talk about, the Mobb Deep, man. I mean, what happened with them last week?
Now
got the full story.
Quick story is, Havoc went on Twitter and said that probably think he's gonna marry Rihanna. He's been getting fucked when he was in jail. I'm gonna smack the shit out of him. We're gonna have a meeting. We're gonna break up the Mobb Deep money, and that's it. Sway. And a lot of other people who know Havoc text had it and say, listen, the Twitter page wilding out, was it hack? He said, nah, nigga, this shit ain't hack, nigga. Nigga, fuck that nigga, whatever. That happened. Then a verified Prodigy Twitter start going off on Havoc. Prodigy says that that's not even him, but it's verified by Twitter. So this happened, whatever. A few days passed, and they went to a Knicks game together.
Yeah.
And then I just watched Prodigy right before I came on the forecast. He was on Cypher Sound Rosenberg radio show. He said they was milking it. So
they were just doing some shit to be doing some shit.
Well, his paperback just came out, and he just released two songs.
That's sad, man. That's sad, man. When old rappers have to resort to publicity stunts to try to move units, man. Oh my! I lost a lot of respect for the MOBB after that, man. Because I mean, for one, you going on Twitter, you talking about me, you know, your boy fucking somebody in the ass, and you got niggas are verified, and blah 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 blah. I mean, come on, man. That's not. That's sad, man. That's sad, man. You've been in the game almost 20 years, and you pulling stunts like this, man.
That was like fucking 15. Remember Juvenile Hell? That's ridiculous.
Man, come on, man. You don't have to do this, man.
They actually do. Go ahead, though.
No, exactly. It's sad that you have to do that. Like, I mean, you know, that's terrible, man.
I'd like to know when did saying that your boy is getting fucked in the ass with good publicity to move anything.
Exactly. Like, that's not the way you go about it. Like, I'm sorry, man. Unless it's like a multi-million-dollar deal, and I'm like, nigga, you just gotta act like you got fucked in the ass, nigga. I promise you, nigga, you're gonna have like 20 million, nigga. A word? Okay, all right, bet. You know what I'm saying? You know, yeah, I say that. You know, but nah, not just to sell no albums, nigga. Like, what?
But you know, have you noticed all the Queens niggas always fall out and call each other gay? Like, from Cormega to Nature to Nas and Mobb Deep, all them niggas always fall out and call each other gay. It's the first thing they say.
But yeah, it's weird. Like, hip hop and black men in general are homophobic as fuck, so that's usually the attacking point for some shit like that. But goddamn, you don't go this far with the shit when that's your homeboy and you tweeting it. Like, I think the social networks have killed every sense of reality out there.
Yeah.
Like, there's no real relationships. There's no real... Hell, we can't even get real rap beefs with these motherfuckers on Twitter. There's no way I'm gonna believe you beefing for real.
You know, it's almost sadder when they do something. Now, I'm not saying it. I don't know. This is like when, when the Bees in the Trap Center came out, Tyler Creator said that, you know, he's got 2 Chainz on it. Tyler Creator said they need to make a version without 2 Chainz. Because his verse was kind of and 2 Chainz said something like, you know, why don't you make a verse and we'll film you riding your bike. It's something, and it was like that barely got any news. So it's almost sadder when they try to do it and nobody gives a fuck. Like, okay, because I know Jeremy said a long time ago a nigga had to get killed on TV for us to really think that shit real now.
And it's still, and the sad part is that even if he get killed on TV for the shit, it wouldn't matter. Like, motherfuckers be sad for 24 hours, and then the next day we just gonna go out and buy his old albums, and it's not gonna matter.
And then the next day, Rihanna got some naked pics to leak.
Right? Oh, for real? Yeah.
Next.
Right.
Next
topic. Like, we don't give a shit about nothing anymore. We don't care about shit.
God, that's a shame, man. Yeah, I was talking to this guy today, and he's a Buddhist, and he was talking about you know, just not being on Twitter or Facebook or just
anything. What to his booty?
I was talking to a guy today. He's a Buddhist.
Oh, okay.
Motherfucker.
Whoa, wow. I'm about to say, bro.
And he was talking about just, you know, like, I guess just getting away from those things for a while and see how good you feel. You know, taking 24 hours to like 4 or 5 days just to not do anything on Facebook or Twitter or whatever. You got to do the email, because now it seems like email, you have to do email now.
Yeah, I mean,
so like bills and shit, and just say he said you feel good when you come back. You don't want to do it. You don't, because it's almost like, you know, like it's like traffic, like 100 mile an hour traffic, and you kind of jump into it, and then you just get pulled away with the traffic.
See, it's never been that big of a thing for me. Like, I thought about getting one of those tablet PCs, and I was like, but you know, I really don't use the internet like that. Like, if it's not on Facebook or Twitter or Nappy Afro or shit, maybe that site. I don't, like, really, that's my literal 4 pages when I open up, and that's it. I don't really travel around the net like that. So, 4 days away would be weird, you know, but I could do it. Now, if you're talking about turning off the Xbox and some shit, we got a problem. Now, I ain't going to go no goddamn 4 days without the Xbox. Now, that's some bullshit.
My you shit, just have to draw the line somewhere.
I got to draw the line. As a matter of fact, my shit been on for like the past 5 or 6 days straight because it started red ringing when I cut it off.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and I done already had it red ring twice. You know, I got the OG 360.
Oh,
I got the first edition 360. I'm like, God damn, this motherfucker down, man. I ain't getting it fixed no more.
Didn't they just say that I read somewhere that the Xbox is used more across the board for like a multimedia thing than it's used for games now?
Of course. Yeah. And shit is they did a good job of integrating that shit.
Yeah.
With everything else, so
it feels kind of weird. We finna start this shit all over again, though, right? I don't want to start over again.
But you, like, you know, with new Xbox.
Yeah, new because PS3 trying to be first. PS, I guess whatever it's called now. PS4, PlayStation trying to be first, and then it's just the whole thing starting over again.
But when do we get like? When do they max out? Like, are we just gonna keep doing this shit till we got hologram Tupacs in the living room playing games and shit? Like, is that what's next? We're gonna have a whole room for video games and. Them niggas is in 3D and you can like touch the player. I don't know. This is just.
I remember being somewhere with my cousin and we're talking about like, man, I don't think they can get no better than Nintendo, man. I just don't see what they can do.
That's true. Every time they do it, they get like, wow.
I just don't see where they can go from here. N64. I mean, I'm sorry, with the PlayStation. When PlayStation started playing video, I said, oh, we're done then. This is it, right? There's no, nothing above this.
See, Dreamcast was better than the PlayStation, though.
Yes, it was. Dreamcast my favorite. Favorite console.
Yeah, Dreamcast just came out too early. They, you know, they put the hand out too early, and people weren't ready for that shit.
They also had
Dreamcast. Shit was dope.
They also
Bill Gates was. He was ready for it. He was like, oh, yeah. So you know, I'm just gonna do everything you did and make it better.
You're right about it coming too early because they had a 56K modem on it too early.
Dog, the shit was crazy. Like when you put, I remember TurboGrafx-16 came out. And even then, when that came out, we was like, ooh, this looks like the arcade. But it really didn't really. It was just the closest we had. But when the Dream came cast out, what was the name of the basketball game? Was it Attack the Rim or something like that?
It was one person that came out.
Yeah,
right?
It was like Attack the Rim or some shit. It was like a launch game. And that motherfucker was retarded.
But NBA 2K was on that first, though. I mean, it was on that system first before it came to any other system.
Right. Yeah. But that basketball game, Attack the Rim, whatever the hell it was, had the players that were huge, like it took up the whole screen. It wasn't the little bitty motherfuckers. And that shit was crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. It was crazy. But yeah, Dreamcast is my favorite one. I don't feel like starting over again. So I know we got a tangent with Xbox, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm not starting over. I'm not this 360 out to this motherfucker. I'm not.
No, you're not. You're not.
Yeah, I am. That's how I got the 360. Is when my Xbox quit working. My Xbox was working like 2 weeks after launch of the 360.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you how I know that they are getting ready for their 360. I was playing. First of all, I still have yet to beat Red Dead Redemption from like a year ago. Want to put that out there?
Yeah, sandbox games. There. You can never beat those.
So I was like, fuck it, man. I'm gonna take my save file. I'm gonna put it online. I'm gonna fuck with it, and I'm gonna have everything I need, right? So I put my save file on my computer. It's an editor you can download. You can like put anything on it. So I came back. It worked fine for a day.
Yep.
And then it said error. And then it says your whole profile is corrupted.
Yep.
So I was like, my profile fucked up. Now what? They said re-download it from the cloud. That's how I know they're getting ready to go to 360 because my profile was already in the fucking Xbox cloud.
Oh yeah, that when they did the update, when they switched over to the new dashboard, that's when they started doing the cloud saving.
Yeah.
So now you can get that shit anyway. But I don't care what they update. Like I'm just not. I can't keep spending money on this bullshit. This is fine for me. I don't need another 3,000 pixels on a nigga's face. I don't need that shit. This works fine for me. I don't need the next one. I know that those editors, too. All the editors do is fuck up this shit.
Yeah. The damn... But you know the next shit gonna be based on 3D TV. You know that, right?
I don't need that shit. I don't need it. What was the last 3D thing you saw? What was the last...
I'm just saying.
What was the last 3D thing that you saw that you actually watched?
Maybe Avatar. Captain America? Avatar, maybe Captain America, maybe.
So yeah, but y'all recently, nigga, the last 3D thing I saw was the Three Stooges.
Yeah,
You know that shit came out when I was like 10?
Hold on. I'm not even talking about... So, it's been so long that it's been a movie made called Three Stooges that came out last week. You're not even talking about that.
No, I'm talking about back in the black and white Three Stooges. They did a Three Stooges 3D, and I want to say it was that, and they had something else the same night. It was a double feature. It was a Three Stooges, and I want to say it was a Creature from the Black Lagoon or something.
Hold on. How old are you?
I think I'm 35.
I'm gonna tell the three Stooges 3D in the movie theater. Did it cost 25 cents to get in the movie theater?
You bitch. I don't think it wasn't at the movie theater. It was like a home feature shit.
Did it cost 2 bits to get in the movie theater? Is it 2 bits by him a shade? A movie theater. A steak. A ride home. A ride to Carnival. And up against the taxi tomorrow. It was like, what the fuck?
That shit is hilarious.
I was like, what are you talking about? Three Stooges?
Nigga, this shit happened.
Jerm acting like, nigga, do you hear this shit? And nigga, he went to
I mean, because I was like, first of all, you said 3-2. I was like, that bullshit ass shit in 3D. I was like, what the fuck? But he's talking about the old.
I'm talking about the old, original Larry Moe Curly Three Stooges. Them niggas had some 3D shit. That was the last 3D anything I watched. Mm-hmm. So I don't need a 3D Xbox. I don't need a 3D TV. This is enough. HD works fine. That's enough. I don't need 3D shit.
Okay, we broke the show. Go ahead.
So we're way off. So since we're off music anyway, let's just continue with some more off music shit. I didn't know that King Jerm's granny was a drug dealer. Basically, it's an old lady named Darlene Mays in a small town of Oklahoma was arrested for possession of drug and illegal guns. She's 73 years old. Mm-hmm. Now check this shit out. She was not only accused or awarded, I don't even know what the right word is, but she's allegedly the town's biggest drug dealer. And the cops broke in the house, kicked down the door, found 4 pounds of weed and $276,000 in cash. Your granny real gangster. I mean, need to have her on a real nigga quotes, for real.
I'm not saying nothing about this. All Jerm is all you. I'm not saying nothing about this.
I mean, she obviously had that work. I mean, you bullshit talking about something else. My grandparents, it must have been Pusha T and Malice grandparents. Cause they the one talking about, they remember seeing their grandma with the coke scale in the house and all that. But that's pretty awesome. I mean, 73 years old, that's a, you know, I just wonder, was she one of them young dressing, you know, grandma woman? Like, did she, you know, dress the part, like have rings on every finger, have hair and finger waves? And, you know, I know she was black.
The image I saw, and I don't know if it's the image of the suspect, was a white lady, dog.
Oh, yeah. That makes it even more gangster. I wonder if she bake cookies and shit too for her grandkids.
She supplied, like, you know. Apparently she supplied 40% of the pot in the area.
Yeah.
40% of the pot in this town in Oklahoma.
So what I wanna know is who's snitching.
And look, she said, don't not move in town unless Grandma Mays get a part of it. Yeah. Nothing moves in this town. I mean, I want in.
You got 40% of the darn business. Somebody snitching.
Somebody snitch.
I wonder if she was collecting on the corners too, rolling up a fucking old ass. You know she drive an old ass Oldsmobile.
Come on over here, Trey. Trey, look. You got my money. Hold up. You a little light, bruh. Where my pistol at? She pull out that motherfucker all slow. Sticking the ransom down the street.
She probably got a pistol on her lap, son. She old school, man.
She's not gonna point to it. You got a problem?
That's crazy.
She got a pearl handle 25 that will bust.
And here's the killer. This motherfucker had her network spanned 4 states. Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Missouri.
Hey, it wasn't fun.
She had Tornado Alley on lock.
For real.
Good God.
Damn, grandma was about that life, man. I wish that was my grandma, man, for real.
But they arrested her. She said that was her retirement money.
Oh, you know, man. What? But at 7-3, she's probably going to throw herself on the mercy of the court. They're going to give it, like, what? What can they do to her?
Yeah, after a certain age, they need to just let these motherfuckers go. She's 73. Don't waste my tax money locking her. Let her
go. Bad enough you took all my money. Now you're going to throw me in jail, too? I ain't bothering nobody.
She's supplying
that work, though.
The cops is in on it, too. That's probably what happened. And she didn't pay off one of the damn cops, and he just went rogue on her ass and said, fuck it. I'm turning you all in. You want to give me my $5, man. It's going down. What are weed prices like in Oklahoma?
I don't know. But
must be sparse, man.
I need a story starring Helen Mirren to be a screenplay to be written up immediately. About this lady's life. I mean, stat. Let's get this going. Hollywood, let's get on this Hollywood.
It's called Gangsta Bitch. Story of Nina Brown. Not Nina Brown, Nina Brown. God, damn. That's gangsta as fuck. And in other non-music related news, Bill Cosby's running his fucking mouth again.
Oh, gosh.
This time he's, of course, chiming in on the Zimmerman arrest and the Trayvon Martin killing. And basically what he's saying, I got the quote here, but I don't feel like reading Bill Cosby. That nigga be extra sometimes. But basically what he's saying is that the case isn't about race. It's about guns. And he's saying that basically we need to talk about the gun laws, and it's not racially motivated. It doesn't matter that it was a black boy that got killed. What matters is that the gun was involved and someone got killed. What do y'all think about that shit?
Yeah. Well, I mean, later on, I looked at the outline and I saw somebody had a question about old niggas. So I'm right now, man, I'm not really feeling old niggas. No homo. You know what I'm saying? So.
How do you not feel old niggas?
And I'm gonna talk about that later. But yeah, okay. But like I said, man, you know, Bill Cosby, man. He really needs to get checked for dementia, man. Because, you know, old people like to run their mouth and say anything because they feel like, you know, when you get old, you just feel like, hey, I can shit on myself and do whatever the fuck I want to do, you know, and nobody going to care. And he's at that stage in his life right now. And you know, he just go sit down somewhere, bro. Like, you had your run in the 80s. It's 2012. You know, you're not even relevant no more, Bill Cosby. I'm not asking you to come speak at my graduation. Nothing. You know what I'm saying? Bill, nobody cares anymore about you, dog. Fade the black, bro. Fade the black, bro. Go talk to Theo, dog. You go talk to that nigga, son. Go sign him. You know what I mean? Lisa Bonet and the rest of them is the kids, bro. Stop it.
But can I say this, though? I mean, it seems like he's been this way since his son got killed, right? It's like, when they killed his son, he put on them dark glasses. He ain't been the same since. I mean,
Wrong? Like, is what he said wrong?
Yes.
It is 100%. About race.
This is the way I took it. I took it as, it's not about a white or Mexican or whatever the fuck George Zimmerman is killing a black a boy. It's not a white on black crime because, you know, like you said, black people, we kill each other. So what's the big deal? The big deal is that a black child was killed and it was no big deal. Like, they just let the killer free. Like, we don't feel like that was equality. Like, if there had been a white kid killed or anybody else, we feel like the killer would at least been like, hold up, drug test this thing. I mean, give him a drunk test, whatever. We think that something could have been done. You know what I'm saying? We just feel like they were just like, oh, you killed a black kid today? Okay, go home, man. Fuck it. Kick your feet up, you know, no big deal, man. You know, they treated like it was a fucking a shoplifting case or something. You know, it was just bullshit.
Let me ask you a question, though. Do you think if Joy Zimmerman was sitting in his car and a young Asian girl was walking with a hood on, I don't think he would have did anything. I think he would just let her, he was just like nothing was possible, not to happen.
I think you eliminate a lot of that just because of the fact you said Asian girl. I mean, the fact that you said girl is already, we're not threatened by women, generally speaking, anyway.
Yeah. I mean, I was
on the trap, Jeremy.
I couldn't say Asian guy because, as you've seen,
you ain't never been stabbed by a woman, bro. Oh, yeah, we can't even comment on this, bro.
See, this is why you have your segment later.
You been stabbed by a woman?
Yeah, on my hand, bro. The girl stabbed me the time and she was trying to rape me, bro.
I know you were Donkey Kong by a woman.
I got stabbed on my hand. I got stabbed in my shoulder. Yeah, man.
So then here's my question. Here's my response to what you said, Jerm. What about the case of the Florida State kid that got hazed and killed and nobody's been arrested? This was all black. It was a black band with a black kid that got killed, and nobody's been
arrested. The FAMU. Okay.
My bad. FAMU.
Oh. I mean, but heads is rolling in this case, though. Niggas about to get fired. The chancellor of the university about to get put out of here. The band director got put on suspension. The school. I mean, they got four people in. You know, they got four people. They got detained four people. But, you know, I mean, it's kind of like the secret society. Ain't nobody really speaking up. And so what's going to happen, it's going to come out in the end, but, you know, they know what happened. And, you know, you can't charge, you probably could charge 40 people with, you know, a crime because, you know, what he had to do when he ran from the back of the bus to the front of the bus, he was just getting beat. So, you know, like I said, they got some people in, you know, question and whatever, but no arrest. But that's, like I said, it's a black on black crime. Nobody cares.
Hmm. So then, no. To me, that means that it's. I guess I hear what you're saying. It's not a racial issue from the aspect of Zimmerman on Trayvon Martin, but it is racial for the entire system, and that continues system. To be an issue. Yeah, that continues to be an issue.
Last time you seen black kids get looked at so much in the news when Sandusky was fucking them in their ass, man. That's the last
good
time.
God.
That you seen value in a young black person's life with the justice system, man. And Sandusky, is he even in jail now?
I think he got bonded out and they just going through the legal process.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind. Take it back.
That's fucked up, by the way.
But then what's the fix?
You know, the fix is, we got to do something. Like I said, if Buddy gets off with anything less than second degree murder, if he gets off with manslaughter, niggas gonna riot, and I think it's time for another LA riot, you know, type occasion here, and niggas gonna have to stand up and say, hey, y'all gonna have to respect us, and that's what it's gonna take. And I mean, this might be the event that changes the way black people, we handle business with ourselves, and, you know, maybe this might be it. I'm hoping this be it, you know, because I mean, we gotta, if we don't value ourselves, I mean, who else gonna value us? So, you know, niggas, we gotta do better, man.
Vegas, we got to murder. I guess, what do y'all think about the actual charge, though? The fact that it's second degree murder and not first degree murder, or...
Well, first degree murder means he set out to kill him, right? It was kind of premeditated.
Right.
So, what they saying is now that, you know, it's with it being second degree or something, that, you know, somebody died behind his actions and it was intent or something. I don't know. I'm not a lawyer like Be Easy or nothing, but, you know, you know, it's just, you know, I mean, as long as he can get life, I'm cool with that, because if he make it to the state prison, he gonna get his head knocked off.
Oh, yeah, that's all I'm waiting on right there. When he goes to prison, that's it. It's done.
Yeah. When, you know, so like I said, if he get off, you know, I mean, it's gonna be some bad shit, but, you know, if he not gonna make it a life term, you know. He either gonna kill himself or somebody gonna kill him, or he gonna get D'Angelo Barksdale.
Hey, can you really hang somebody on a door like that?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know that. I feel like it's a slippery slope. I feel like that he may get. I don't know that they're gonna be able to convict him on any murder charge, because the way the law is set up,
he admitted to killing him.
Yeah, but the law is that you have to prove that, without a shadow of a doubt, that it happened the way we think it happened. That he basically got into it, he saw this motherfucker out and shot him. That's basically what the charge is. And what they're alleging is that it was self-defense. And if you can prove that it was self-defense, then you don't have a murder charge.
But he said he had a broken nose, and, you know, so if they can prove that he had a broken nose and lumps in his head... I mean, shouldn't that, you know, it's just like, it's a lot going into it, and, you know, it's going to be 7, 8, 10 months. It might be next year before we get to resolving this, so, you know, who knows, man. It's going to be a tough uphill battle for, you know, one, the Martin family. I think his mom and dad are going to get back together after this. I think that's
it. That's fine. They're talking to the media. Please shut the fuck up.
Yeah. I mean, look at your lawyers, man. Get rid of them guys, man. Be serious.
He want another judge too, don't he?
Yeah, I think they both do, because the judge basically is too new.
Yeah.
But I just don't know that they're going to get a conviction, and I think that regardless of what happens, I don't think it's going to be enough. I don't know that he would get life, even though that's what it could carry. I don't, you know, he's got some deep pockets. You know what I'm saying? His family is in this. So I don't think he's going to get life. So I don't know that it'll be enough. And I don't know that he's going to get convicted. If he doesn't get convicted, then it's going to be a riot. And I guess the problem that I have with it is that we're going to see firsthand on a national stage that the law, that our judicial system, once again, is not about guilty or innocent. It's about what the fuck you can prove.
Yeah.
And if you have enough money, the shadow of a doubt ain't shit. I can get you shadow. Look at OJ. I mean, how much fucking evidence do you need? And that nigga just walked away.
No. Yeah, you Cochran, you have a good rhyme scheme.
right. Whoever spits the most bars gets off. I mean, I don't know.
The team weren't ready.
I think the line between first degree murder and second degree murder is thin enough that they stuck him with second degree so that they could try and get something to stick. But didn't he only get one count? Like, isn't that the only charge that there's nothing else that he's being charged with? Vigilantism or Zimmerman? This is the only charge.
Damn.
So if this charge don't stick, he's scot-free. He's done.
I mean, the jury can still, you know, like I said, man, I don't know, man. It's like I said, slippery slope, long battle. It's going to be tough.
I've been watching that shit. I think it's pretty fucking important. You need to read this shit and get involved, man.
Which one you think will get more ratings? Case Anthony trial or the Trayvon Martin trial?
I don't know. Since black people are a smaller part of the population, probably the Case Anthony trial. Because black people watching it, I don't think white people give a fuck about the Trayvon Martin case.
Man, black people's in love with the damn Case Anthony shit. Boy,
everybody was watching that shit.
Yeah, every baby mama had an opinion on it.
Yeah, and most people would fuck Case Anthony. Just want to say that.
Yeah, that's true. Most people say that. The thing about it is that on this case, I know just from my personal experience, if anybody on my Facebook sees this, you know, I'm keeping it real. I didn't see any white person say anything about this Zimmerman case at all. I haven't seen anyone. Ain't nobody rocking no hoodie. Ain't nobody making a fucking status update. Ain't nobody, even on Twitter. Ain't none of the white people that I fuck with on Twitter saying anything about it. But the black community's up in arms, so I don't know what's going on with that. This country's getting racist as fuck, and this case is really bringing that shit out.
So, hey, the white dude at work on the hoodie day. This white chick at work had a hoodie on. You know, she ain't know nothing about it because he was like, "Oh, what's going on? You pulling a Trayvon?" And then she was like, "Huh?" He was like, "You got your hoodie on. I thought you was pulling a Trayvon. Thought you was doing it in remembrance of Trayvon." She was like, "Who is that?" He was like, "Never mind." And you know what I'm saying?
God damn.
Yeah. Hey, lighten this up though, because before we get to the other segment, really quickly. Because this is personal, I want to know. You know, Antonio Cromartie, he's been in the news a lot lately. Y'all seen that before? You know, he's expecting his 11th and 12th child. Supposedly his wife is pregnant with twins. I'm just reading it right now. She tweeted out a picture on Instagram of two identical twins in her stomach. We don't know it's a trick. She's been kind of going in with the media. After you have that 10th kid, do you kill yourself that day? Or do you just
No. Time out. Are you talking about him?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I mean, I don't know how long he think he can afford this, is what I want to know. Like, dude, you're not going to be running a 4-5 forever. You know, you're not going to be, they starting to see cracks in your levy right now with the way you're playing defense. So, I mean, there's no way. I mean, you know, Tallahassee stand up. I want to say that first off. Love Tallahassee. You know, that's two back-to-back. We didn't talk about Tallahassee with the lawyers and now Antonio Cromartie. So, you know, anyway. But anyway, this is amazing. This is amazing. I couldn't imagine that. 10 kids? I'm good.
Man, that's out of pocket. Fuck.
And 8 women in 6 states. That's got to be some sort of record, right?
I mean, dog, he got 3 of them that's like the same age. Like, he got 2 sets that's like, he got 3 threes and 3 fours. I was like, God, dog. Like,
it worked.
I mean, he obviously is allergic to latex.
But yeah, but aren't you kind of mad? I mean, okay, listen. Okay, I put it on him, but them last 3, what the fuck were they thinking?
I mean,
that's, this nigga is still a football player.
Listen, look, every girl that has sex with him needs that they want that insurance policy of having a baby by that nigga. That
means they can. Go ahead.
They can live good for at least a couple years, man.
But he don't have enough money. First of all, you know, some of them, supposedly the wife said two, one of them is still cleaning up hotel because they're not, you know, it's, they can only split that bitch so many ways. Everybody gonna be living like fucking Atlanta housewives and shit.
No.
Them bitches gonna have to work.
A check is a check, though. That's how they look at it. They ain't gotta get the 10, 20, 30 grand a month, but they might be getting like 2-3 stacks, nigga.
So you figure that's what'd you say, he's on his 11th and 12th kid now?
Supposedly his wife just tweeted out a picture of twins she said she's pregnant with. I don't know if it's true, but that's what it says on the Twitter page.
That's like 200 something years of child support with all those kids. Look, she get up to the 18 unless they go to college, right?
Yeah, he has one. His first one was number his oldest is number 7. Okay, I'm done. Never mind.
That's fucking that's a wrap, dog. This motherfucker will pay child support, dog. That is goddamn.
I mean, he's 28 years old. He's 28.
He should have did that shit when he was 21.
Hold on. His oldest one is 27. His next four are 4 years old at the same time.
Wait, his oldest is 27.
No. His oldest is 7.
Oh, okay.
His oldest is 7. His next four are 4. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So the one in San Diego is 4. The one in Smyrna, Georgia is 4. The one in Houston, Texas is 4. The one in Los Angeles is 4. then his next 3 are 3. He got one in Charlotte, one in Houston, one in San Diego, and then he got 2 in New Jersey.
Damn.
Mm-mm. That nigga was no homo. He was slaying dick all around the country.
How the fuck did you say no homo after you said it?
Hey, and nigga, I'm saying he was beating them down.
Yo, every fucking show, you get them saying some shit. You can't say,
nigga was slanging dick around the United States. Don't
say it again. Don't say it again, man.
I'm just saying. Let's be real. It's called a spade a spade.
God damn.
Real talk. I sold a car to one of his cousins.
He gonna have to sell it so he can help pay for his kids. Was it a van? Maybe he's gonna help him out the country.
Nah, it was an Elantra, man.
Oh shit, he can't even fit 2 kids in that little motherfucker.
You crazy, man. Elantra's not that small, man. Stop it.
Is it a new one?
Yeah, the new one. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I know that old one. That motherfucker wasn't nothing but work. God damn, that's a fucking shame. So we're trying to improve the show for you guys. We got a couple new segments. We're gonna start off with our first new segment here, Real to Real with the homie Be Easy. In case you don't know, Be Easy is our movie aficionado, along with being our political analyst and all that other shit. So we decided to give him a segment where he could talk to y'all about the goddamn movies and shit like that. So Be Easy, kick us off with our inaugural Real to Real post, sir.
Okay, first of all, how am I the political? And anyway, the movie I watched this week is called God Bless America. It is, from what I remember, is directed by Bobcat Goldthwait.
That nigga's directed movies now.
Now young niggas probably know him. Older niggas remember him from Police Academy, and he had like a little stick where he couldn't talk good.
Exactly.
But a few years back, he directed a movie called Sleeping Dogs Lie, and it was about this guy found out that his fiance gave head to a dog when she was high, and it just them dealing with could they stay together after he found out. So he makes movies like that.
That sounds like what he would make when you said he directed a movie. That sounds right.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a question. Like, I ask people that question, like, if you find your girl suck a dog dick 5 years ago, could you fuck with it? You know what I'm saying? That's a good question.
How the fuck is that a good question?
Dog, that's a conundrum. That's all I gotta say.
Nigga, just go.
Anyway, segment, man. Yeah, he had a new movie recently came out. Well, it came out 2011, but it finally came out, you know, for a public called God Bless America. I'm trying to think of the guy's name. Anyway, it's basically about this guy. He finally terminally ill, and he's just tired of the world. It reminds me of Falling Down with Michael Douglas. I don't know if y'all remember that movie, Falling Down, where he had the glass. He was, like, walking around with a shotgun and a tie.
trying to get to his daughter's birthday party.
There you go. Yeah, it reminds me of that, but it's totally, it's like that with Kick-Ass involved in it. What happens is he getting ready to kill himself, but he's watching TV in the background, and he sees like Super Sweet 16, you know, with a girl that's like bratty. He sees like a bad girls club, and like the version of their bad girls club is like these two girls are fighting, and one girl pulls out a tampon and throws it at the other girl.
Jesus Christ.
So, and he just gets fed up. He kind of snaps, and he just goes and like kills. He goes and the first thing starts when he finds the girl on Sweet 16 and just kills her. And he just goes around killing people. And that's the whole thing. And when he kills the Sweet 16 girl, he meets this other girl who's 16 and she's kind of crazy too. And they kind of just go around America killing people.
So it's a family movie.
It's a family movie. G rated. No. I think it's very good. It's a very good movie. It's kind of Joel Murray. That's the motherfucker's name. Joel Murray stars in it. The chick, I don't know. She's like young, but I know she was in Disney shit before that. But she's not gonna be in Disney shit no more after this movie comes out. because it's really that. He kills a baby in one scene, but that's
God damn. You're recommending this movie?
It's a good movie. It's a good movie. He has another one called The World's Greatest Dad that I haven't seen. He got Robin Williams in it. I heard it was good, but I haven't seen that one. But God Bless America. Go see it. I'm sure it's on the Pirate Bay, or I'm sorry. I'm sure it's in your video store, Redbox. Go see that. Dun, 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 dun. What's the sound effect they make at the Reading Rainbow? Don't take it from me. Dun, 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 dun.
Of the new movies, because it was like a new movie blitz this weekend. Did you see any of the new movies that came out?
No. I've been.
Damn shit.
But this movie is new.
I know, but I'm talking about the other big movies that came out this weekend. And shout out to the Hunger Games that keeps raking in the money.
I do want to go see that movie.
Until this week when Steve Harvey movie takes the number one spot.
Yeah, it's going to take the number one spot. Even though we talk shit about Three Stooges, the Farley Brothers directed that. And the Farley Brothers made something about Mary, I think. So
I want to see. I think they made Dumb and Dumber too, didn't they?
Yeah, they did too. Yeah, they made all those crazy movies. Right before all the Judd Apatow, knocked up, super bad shit came out. They was running, I guess, the comedy shit, and then they got knocked out. So I don't know. It looks stupid as shit. And they was on wrestling, and that pissed me the fuck off.
Oh, yeah, wrestling damn near made me not want to see. I was like, okay, maybe I don't want to check this.
It's like the wrestlers. Talk to them like Three Stooges, and it like pisses me off. Be like, wait a minute, y'all out there Three Stooges for real? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? Like, where we have Brock Lesnar who's fighting in UFC gear now. I don't know if you saw a picture there.
Yeah, I saw that bullshit.
And then you got, I don't know. Anyway, that's off my tangent. So yeah, that's Real to Real Be Easy. At the movie would be easy. So yeah, go see God Bless America, directed by Bob K. Goldthwait.
All right, I might actually watch that shit. I don't know why. I might actually check this shit out. It just sounds wrong.
It is wrong, but I mean, it's because I'm that way without the shooting people and whatever. It is a lot of shit that now I'm like, why? Like the whole Kardashian shit, the whole housewife shit. It's kind of, he just fed up with all that, so he starts killing all the kind of people, and it's kind of like, really? Do we really need to do all that? I don't know. So
yeah, this
lame hip hop.
Yeah, I had to check this shit out. We won't hear anybody up in arms or protesting on that bullshit, though.
Nah.
So anyway, we've got another new segment for you. We just, you know, this is how we roll it now. We doing big things in the building. The next segment, let's just kick it to the real nigga quotes with King Germ.
No cup, no canes, no gates, just gay. No
cuffs,
no
canes,
no gates, just
gay. Misconception, though. Folk really think I'm stupid as hell. I like that too.
I'm gonna keep it real. Usually I keep it, you know, when you see me in the white tee, it's because, you know, that's just that hood in me. You know what I'm saying? I could have put on the nicest shirt, but fuck it.
Okay, well, the first thing, I don't care about no recognition and all that. I want some money. You know what I'm saying? Keep your recognition. I ain't like all these dudes who are up tap dancing and bootlegging and square bopping. I'm about the money.
Hey, what's going on, man? This is your boy, King German. I see it's a lot of, you know, people lack logic in life these days. And, you know, I'm just here to bring the logic back, man. That's just it, man. But from my perspective, of course.
Of course.
But so this week, I read a question for Arnold. Arnold, who's, he drops sporadically in the forums.
Gosh.
You know, he's a little youngin', I guess. I don't know. Arnold might be a grown man. Who knows? But his question anyway was, I'm trying to get to it. Bear with me here. See, nigga shit late. I supposed to be prepared, right?
This is some bullshit.
Yeah. All right. So this is what it says. It says, say you had an old man talking shit to you. Do you whoop his ass? He's like, I don't want to disrespect the old ass motherfucker, but I don't want him to think that I'm a pushover either. Arnold, I got a good solution for you. Recently at work, it was Monday, matter of fact. The old man, you know, I sold a car. Old man said I stole his deal. Okay.
Can I jump in for a second? Congratulations on selling another car, bro.
Appreciate that, man.
That's good shit. Go ahead.
You know. All right. So the old nigga, he says I steal his deal, and so. What happened was Sunday, phone rings, he answered the phone, he tell the people, hey, just come on down, you know, ask for him. All right, so this was probably about 2 o'clock. 4:30, he's gone, he already left for the day. People come in. You know, I'm not doing nothing, I ain't bothering nobody. I'm on the computer just surfing the web, and somebody said, hey, can you help these people over here? So I help them, we land them on the car, get the deal done. You know, I do all the work, everything, paperwork, gas the car, get the car washed, all that stuff. And, you know, then he comes in, tells me, oh, they're my people. You owe me half the deal. So, you know, I showed my ass up in there that day. I was like, look, nigga. I said, we're going to talk about this once the people leave. Because, you know, I still have my white face on. You know what I mean? So, as soon as the people left, I walked in there. I said, now, explain to me what you were saying. So, then, you know, he goes on about how I took his people. I said, well, come on, let's talk to GM about this. I go to the GM. I said, well, somebody, please. Put this man in on this deal. Give him half this money since he ain't do none of the work, but he think he deserve half the money. So the GM's like, yeah, what are you talking about? I said, this country nigga right here, exactly my words. I said, please put him on the deal. I can't stand hearing a grown ass man whining. I said, this old nigga whining his ass off.
Damn.
So, you know. I made a scene, bro. I mean, it was like, this is in the middle of the showroom. I'm going off, just showing like real, you know, so imagine pulling me outside, you know, telling me to calm down and get worked up, you know, all this and all that. So, you know, they sorting it out, trying to, you know, what's going on. So, you know, anyway, end of the story is, I get the deal. He don't. So, at the end of the day, I'm walking to my car. I look out the corner of my eye, see this dude coming up. So I done pulled my shirt out of my pants, got my shirt out because I was ready to bump. Then I said, this old man about to try me. So I was ready. I had my fist balled up. He walked up on me, told me something. We could have handled this differently. We ain't have to get all them people involved. I said, hold up. First of all, I said, there's a system in place to prevent shit like this from happening. I said, if you would have did the system, you would have got half the deal. I said, but no, you want me to do 100% of the work and get 50% of the pay? I said, oh, nigga, you got me fucked up. I said it just to his face, just like that. So I was ready to fight that day, man. You understand, man. All right, man. So, yeah. So, basically, Arnold, man, fuck them old niggas, man. Old niggas don't get no respect. Get out the fucking way, nigga. Tell them niggas to get out the way, nigga. It's all about, hey, fuck an old nigga, man. I will fuck an old nigga up. As long as they ain't a big old nigga, because them big old niggas will fuck you up, man. Small, you feel, you take them, run up on them. But if they about your size or bigger, you better leave that old nigga alone, because he going to fuck you up on them, man. So, you know, I'm done.
But to some niggas, we old niggas.
And let them try us. That's why I want, you know, if somebody said, like, you know, these little 14, 15-year-old kids, they feeling brolic, and you 30, you like, man, stop doing that. Nigga, shut your old ass up. And that's the first thing they say. But look, if they try you, you got to put their little ass in the dirt straight up. Because they're going to do it to you and embarrass you on YouTube and stuff. what would you rather happen? So that's how you got to look at it. You better strike them before they strike you. So, it's, you know, hey, so that's just how it is these days.
Yeah, I wonder if damn once you get put on YouTube and get knocked the fuck out, if you ever have a fair fight ever again. Just gonna think you a punk bitch and just sneak your ass as soon as you start running off at the mouth. Like, this nigga can't take a punch. Hey, nigga, fuck. Oh.
I think you avoid contact after that. You just avoid conflict. You just like, nah, son, I'm good. Like that IHOP video. Did you see that
one? Oh, my God. That nigga got put.
Dude got knocked out of IHOP. He just laid there till he made sure the scene was clear. He was just like, nah, I'm not fighting this nigga no more. He, the nigga said, you disrespected my mama. I said, uh-oh. Somebody about to get beat.
Hold on. The fact that I done seen three IHOP videos in the past week or so. Which one? This one in the nigga knocked down one of them?
Yeah, went after the next nigga.
Okay, let me ask you a question. What's wrong with niggas these days? Do they not jump niggas no more? Because if it's me and my nigga, we're going to whoop your ass.
Well, that's what they was going to do. They just know they was fighting yet. Like, I think people, there's a misconception of when it's a fucking fight. You know what I'm saying? Once we're yelling at each other, it's a fight. There's no more talking.
I mean,
it's a fight.
Yeah, one of the dudes was there on a date. And cause you see, he was with the girl, and the girl looking like, oh, man, this who I'm eating with, this guy here.
That shit,
man. Niggas on the ground sleep.
You gotta know when it's a fight. Once motherfuckers start yelling and talking to you, and you see that shoulder shit. Once one of them shoulders come in front of the other, it's a fight now. We're not talking. So your job is to either punch that nigga or defuse the whole situation, get the fuck out of Dodge. Because it's a fight at that point.
Oh, God.
Look out for the hands clapping.
Yeah, I think that nigga that got knocked out just didn't know they was fighting yet. He thought they was still angrily discussing shit. He's like, I'm about to let you know this is a fight, and it was over.
Let me ask a question. I'm not going to ask y'all, have y'all been knocked out, because I don't want to know those stories. But have y'all been with someone who been knocked out?
Man, heck yeah.
I haven't. I've been with somebody that knocked somebody the fuck out, but I haven't been with the crew of the knockout party.
Because I'm saying, do you drag, like, what's the etiquette? Do you drag them off?
That's typically what happens.
Do you put water in their face, then drag them off?
No one's usually around water when this shit happens. You just got to drag the nigga off or try and make him stand up, which is the usual nigga shit, is to try and make this motherfucker stand up like he's going to have his bearings, right? I don't understand that part.
And he falls back down every time.
Every time. You pick it up, shit. I don't, you know.
I just think you do the little face slap till they get the shit together. You're like, hey, champ. Hey, come on, man.
So the way to resuscitate somebody who's been knocked the fuck out is to hit them again.
I mean, you know, just do the little face slap till they get, you know, like, oh, you know, hey, if you ain't got no water, you gotta do what you gotta do. But this is what happened in this situation. Like, my homeboy, he was trying to impress, you know, this nigga in the hood. You know, he was a square, but he was trying to impress like a little hood nigga. So he thought he was gonna run up on a crackhead and just knock him out, right? You know, niggas used to do that shit, right? So he runs up on this crackhead, but he ran up on the wrong one. This crackhead started whooping his ass, nigga. I'm talking about. And I saw the look in his eyes once he saw that. He was like, oh, I think I bit off more than I can chew with this one. Because you can see it in his eyes. And next thing you know, but he then dropped him. I was just like, hey, we laughed, though, because it was just like, oh. Because once we see that crackhead drop him, man, you know, the crackhead, he was like feeling himself. He kept on going about his business. He ain't taunting him or nothing because he seen there was like six more of us over there. So he was just like, I better keep it moving. I better take this W today because I know next week sometime these boys are going to jump on me. So I might as well just win the day, you know, keep on going about my business. But yeah, he dropped my boy, though, man. That shit was crazy, man.
You got to understand, if you're going to try a crackhead, you have to try them fresh off some crack. when that motherfucker's not high, you're not going to get shit. They can run fast, they can fix anything, and they know all the hiding places.
Speaking of speed, man, we had a crackhead in my neighborhood. I swear that nigga was faster than Deion Sanders.
They always
this nigga was running from. This nigga was running from the police one day. I mean, I was probably like 14 years old. I'm 30-something now. I seen him when I went back home, and I wondered, did he still have that speed of that day? For one, I was amazed he was still alive. I was like, damn, he's still alive. But as fast as I saw him running from the police that day, I'm talking about, man, everybody in the neighborhood was like, yo. I mean, this nigga was like, Dion, man, you should have said this. I mean, he was, pew, he might as well did a high step when he was running, because them police weren't catching his ass that day, nigga. I'm telling you, man, ooh, but go ahead, man. I'm going to stop, man.
God, damn. Be easy. You ever fuck with a crackhead, bruh?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I seen a crackhead slam somebody one time, but besides that, nah.
You was watching bum fights or some shit?
hey, let's not get into bum fights. That's a fucking hour conversation right there. Bum fights was, oh, God. I was mad that I didn't think about it. Listen, you remember that shit when they got motherfuckers tattoo bum fights on their knuckles and their forehead and shit like that?
They were getting all the money.
Now, I felt bad watching it. This nigga Jerm thought that shit was the funniest shit in history.
Man. Listen, man. I'm okay, we was at Easy House one day watching this little some video, and this bum was on the street, right? And he was asleep standing up. And they threw, you know the little milk crates that you know. Yeah. And threw, like, he was asleep standing up, and they threw a milk crate at him, man. And it was just like. And then, you know, they just kept messing with this one dude, and then he had no shoes on, and it was like they took an umbrella and they just started banging. I mean, they were banging their mess out of his feet, man.
The damn top of the umbrella, you know, you go boom, yeah, like, oh, on top shit. Of the umbrella. And Jeremy's like, we did the same shit back in Carolina, nigga.
God.
Oh, man. I was like, that's so fucked up. But no, bum fights, I watch bum fights. Like, I used to watch this shit almost daily until I felt really bad about it. Now you know those guys made some $1 million, but they turned around and gave it right back to the bums.
Oh,
because, you know, they sold 150,000 copies of the thing, $25 a copy. And then the bum sued them. And they just gave the money to them. So.
Yo, that's good for the bum. I wonder if he's still a bum now.
I'm like, bitch, you ain't got no bank account. We gonna catch
you. Right, here's the check. Good luck. You ain't got no idea, no shit.
Work that shit out, nigga. Right, work that shit,
take that shit
out.
To,
I don't know.
Take that shit to the liquor store and see if they can cash $1 million check.
He's going to just ask for a gift card. Well, I settle for a gift card.
I'm a spend it here anyway. So.
Yeah, I mean, so just take my check and just deduct it, and, you know.
That motherfucker's still showing up today. Yep, give me my usual fifth.
and he's going to die soon. Now. It can't go too much longer. Right.
Just make sure you keep a lock on that damn gift card. You never know. That empty gift card laying on the ground right now with a good $800,000 left on it.
Oh, God. That's crazy.
That's like that damn that episode of Chappelle's Show when Tyrone Biggums hit the lottery and he cashed crack rock.
No, we had a crack party. I said, we got high. I died. I came back to life.
That's a goddamn shame, man. Let's go ahead and get, before we'll close out the show with the last new segment. We'll go ahead and get to the questions from the Fro Nation. And this one, we only got one this week. You motherfuckers need to send your questions in. This one comes from Dub, and his question is, what's the worst date y'all niggas ever been on? I'm gonna start with Be Easy, because you always got some extra shit.
I have nothing this about that, because I thought about it. And I think because even worst date end with pussy, so I don't think they're that bad.
Still worst compared to your other dates, right? So worst is worst.
Yeah, the one of the dates I've been on.
Wait a minute, hold up. So you saying all your dates end with you fucking the broad?
Or dude?
Oh shit.
Whatever. One of the last days I've been on, though, this big girl kind of ate me out of house and home.
Oh, I mean, whoa.
Hit you out.
I'm not gonna deny or say that happened, but she just ordered a lot of food. We went to this Chinese place and she ordered a lot of fucking food.
You supposed to take it to the
buffet.
Now, listen, I'm gonna tell you one thing. First of all, I love y'all big girls, Mike Awesome in the building. Mwah. But don't never ask them where they wanna eat it. They're not gonna pick, you know, if they intestine. We went up to this place and it wasn't nobody in the motherfucker, but then they did the damn cooking in front of you. You know what I'm talking about? They throw shit in the air.
And barbecue shit.
Yeah, and I know when that mother came out, I'm thinking that it's for us and the two white ladies sitting with us. And who, you know, they sit you with some people.
Right. Yeah.
They just dropped shit in front of us. I was like, what the fuck did you order? That bill came. I was hot, nigga. I was hot.
Nigga that took a girl to Benihana's.
Right. Exactly. Kobe Steakhouse and shit.
Nigga, what do you think he was gonna spend at Benihana's? Man, the nigga thought he was just like, usually at the Waffle House, they cook in front of you, but I'm not used to this.
Right. Hey, I'm used to y'all bringing out the sizzling skillet, not making the skillet sizzle in front of me.
Waffle House is my favorite place to eat in the world, so fuck that.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. I just never eaten Waffle House, like, while the sun was up. So I would never know, you know.
Yeah, I don't eat Waffle House. I eat either in the morning or either late at night. I know I can fuck Huddle House. I can't step in a Huddle House. I mean, I will sit in the car because I can't. That's some fucking blasphemous shit. I got Waffle House shirt somewhere in my apartment. I can't find it. But Waffle House the shit. I'm sorry.
So your thing was the one you just had where the chick ordered a lot of food.
Yeah, I mean, you get $87 something.
Nah. It wasn't the money. It was just that he never seen that much food at one time, and it bothered him. He was just like, "Oh my god."
So my main problem is, and this is what I feel about it. And once again, anybody who listens to this, and I've dated you, this is talking about everybody but you. But it's just to me, I just feel that when each chick think they deserve some shit like that, it just upsets me. You know what I'm saying? Like, when a chick feels like I need to take her to damn Cheesy Factory the first date, or unless you're Tracy May. Or, what's the other one? Anyway, Ruth, Chris, State, Chris, and all that shit. It upsets me because I think, chick, you don't deserve that shit yet. That's what I feel. You don't deserve that shit. Because being a single guy, you dating and shit like that, that shit costs money. If you're taking bitches out to eat. You know what I'm saying? So, it just upsets me that these chicks think they deserve all this shit. So maybe that's it, but yeah, I don't have that many bad days, and yes, most of them do end with fucking.
But now, this is why I call bullshit, because you shared a story where you fucked a girl and it looked like a murder scene, and you trying to tell me that you trying to tell me that the worst date is a bitch ordered a lot of food.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. I didn't probably spend that money for the fuck that chick and the murder scene.
So the fact that you didn't have to come out of pocket, but you looked like a goddamn predator, didn't matter. It was it's the money.
I mean, I mean, I've had worse shit, but it's just I don't like nobody take advantage of me. You know what I'm saying? If chicks don't order a lot of shit when it's they fucking money. You know what I'm saying? Like, chicks get taste of shit when you take them out on a damn date. Bitch, you been eating ramen noodles for 2 weeks. Now I take you on a date. You want to go to fucking you want to go to the most expensive shit ever. But
hey, I had a girl tell me one time that if she's paying for her meal, she gets stuff that she knows she'll eat. But if somebody else paying for it, she'll try something new. Like, if she paying for it, she'll get chicken tenders. But if somebody else paying for it, she'll try the lobster souffle.
You see that shit? And I would go to the bathroom and leave that bitch in the thing. You know, you remember that chick I used to fuck with named Brandy? The reason me and her stopped fucking around because she ordered two waffles and she ate one waffle at Waffle House. I ain't call that bitch after that shit. Bitch, how you gonna order two waffles just like I'm paying? And you know that.
I mean, let's be real here. She weighed 110 pounds. Why would you even allow her to order two waffles? I'm like, oh, whoa. What you gonna do with that? Take it home with you or something? I'm like, you gonna put it in your purse? I mean, come on now.
That was a good idea.
So, Jerm, what is your worst date?
Oh, man. Probably my worst one would probably be. One time, me and my buddy I worked with, we were supposed to be going on like a double date, you know what I'm saying? But he fronted on me, so I ended up holding the bag, and so, you know, I still wanted to go, you know, so I went, I took both these girls, right? Lo and behold, you know, I was just like, man, we go to some Charlie's or Friday's, whatever the place is called, I don't know, I can't remember. And so I was just like, man, I look like a lame. Well, not really, but the girl had on jogging pants. And I was just like, you ain't get the memo that you was going somewhere today. Like, why you got on jogging pants? And so anyway, so while I'm there, you know, this girl that I used to like or whatever, we used to talk or whatever. you know, I'm on eggshells right now because my wife is in the vicinity, so I don't want to say anything. You know, this is way before her. This one I was legit.
So you should be getting credit for this.
Yeah, it was a bad day. So she I should be getting credit. You're right.
If she smacked the shit out of him on Frocast, that would make my fucking year. You hear a smack? Woo!
See the headphones drop.
Nigga, no, you're not talking about that other bitch again.
I was like, oh, thank God.
And so, you know, while we was in the restaurant, I get up to go to the bathroom, and who do I bump into? This girl I used to, like, we was just like, you know, we used to talk off and on for about 2-3 years. And, you know, so I bump into her, and she's like, oh, you out? She's like, huh, we could never find a way to go out. And she's like, now you hear who you here with? And then she looked over the table, seen the girl with the jogging pants. She just looked at me and was like, that's the best you could do? And I was just like, I feel so
damn.
Yeah, I felt so bad. Like, man, this is not even cool, bro. And so, you know, that was the last time I was just like, when I went back, I said, everything all right now, everything ain't all right, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking at her like these effing jogging pants. And yeah, that was probably the worst date, man. Because I never, you know, I wasn't a dater like that, man. I wasn't, man. So, all right, let's hear your story, man.
I told mine back when I had my website, the sawright.blogspot. It was on my Press Play Mondays. This was a chick that I worked with, you know, spent some time in Atlanta, and this particular job, I had somebody I was kind of feeling, she was feeling me back, so she was like, you know, we should go kick it. So I go and pick her up, and, you know, shit's chill. I'm a real chill dude. I don't really do dates, and what I do is some regular shit. Catch a movie and go bowling, play some pool, some real corny shit. That's just how I roll. So, she was like, well, we can go ahead and go to eat because she had to work that day. She said, let's go ahead and go to eat when I get off work, and then we go catch a flick. Cool. So we go to grab some food, and I don't have many hangups on shit, but messy eating is one of them. And she ordered a fucking salad and had all the ranch dressing or whatever on it, and there was like a colony of ranch in the corner of her mouth. It just kept growing with every bite, and I was getting grossed out. I was like, God damn. So, I told her, I was like, oh, you got a little something like that. She wiped it off, and it started again with, like, the next bite. So, I'm sitting here eating, you know, I think I got through half my food. I was like, this is disgusting. I can't fuck with her. We got through that. We decided we're going to go ahead and try and catch this movie now that I'm thoroughly grossed out. And we get in the car, and this motherfucker's looking around, and she's like, yo, can't find my stuff. I'm like, what you looking for? And she's like, well, I didn't bring any papers with me. I'm like, you ain't bringing no papers. What the fuck you need papers for? And she was like, you don't smoke? And I was like, oh, no, I don't, you know. I had three jobs. What the fuck I look like smoking? I got three jobs at this time, so I can't be smoking. So she was like, you mind if I smoke? And I'm like, nah, you know, do your thing. And she was like, well, can we stop and get some papers right quick? And I was like, well, the movie about to start, so, you know, we can go afterwards, but we'll miss the movie, and, you know, it's up to you if you don't want to see it. She's like, nah, you know, we'll go ahead. I'll figure something out. So we get to the motherfucking spot. I think we went to Phipps to watch this fucking movie. And, yeah. And this motherfucker, we sitting there in the car. We got there a little bit early. I was like, well, I guess we could have made the trip. She said, no, I'm good. I'm going to go ahead, you know, they make weed brownies, so I think I'm just going to go ahead and eat it. And I was like, oh, so you got them in brownies? She was like, nah, just the weed. This motherfucker proceeds to reach in the bag and start eating weed like fucking Popeye eats spinach out of his shirt. She's just eating weed.
Oh my God.
And I'm sitting here in the car like, is this motherfucker serious right now? I couldn't believe this shit because the person that I knew from work was nothing like this shit. Like, you gonna eat the weed? So she eats a couple handfuls of weed. Mm-hmm. And then we go ahead and catch a movie. She's like, all right, I'm good. I don't know if this is gonna work. And she's laughing the whole time. She's like, it's so weird, but we can go ahead and catch a movie now. So we start watching the movie. I think we were watching Big Daddy. I want to say that's what was in the fucking theater. We got about 10 or 15 minutes in, and this motherfucker's, like, leaning to the sides. And shit. I was like, you good? She's like, nah, I feel really sick. I was like, sick like you high or sick like you? She's like, no, like I'm about to Earl. I said, oh, hell no. So now she sits there for another 5 minutes. We've seen a total of 15 minutes of the movie. And this motherfucker is like, I can't make it. I'm sorry. I got to go. So now we're leaving so I can take it to the crib. By the time she gets to the crib, you know, this motherfucker is, like, blue in the face and shit. She don't look right at all. I was like, yo, you clammy and shit? Like, this shit don't look right at all. And she's like, I think I probably just need to take a nap. You could come upstairs and wait for me if you want to. I was like, no, I'm good. I'm good. That was the whole date.
Can I say something?
Go for it.
A girl who eats weed will give you some pussy. I'm just telling you that. In my mind now.
I don't want it.
Okay, I just think a girl who, she would at least jack you off. I think, because she ate weed. It's like she eats fucking weed.
She eats weed and she eats nasty too, because I saw the motherfucking ranch dressing in the corner of her mouth. That was the most, I've never been so turned off by someone in so short a time. So yeah.
Can I say something else?
Go for it.
She probably sucks dick nasty also.
Good luck with whoever dick she's sucking.
They say girls that like ranch dressing hoes, so you know, hey.
Yeah, good luck with whoever the fuck she's with. We never talked, we continued to work with each other after this. We just never talked about it. We never brought the shit back up. It was a horrible date.
All you had to do was stop and get some papers, man. She would have been all right, man. You probably had a great fun.
Hey, yes. Jeremy, as the weed connoisseur, what happens when you eat weed just like that?
I wouldn't advise it. I mean, it's the reason why they put it in edibles. I mean, you know, they just don't. You just don't go around eating it like lettuce. I mean,
you know. Right.
I mean, it's a plant, not a vegetable. You know what I'm saying? So, you don't go around just picking up tulips and just eating those. I mean, I'm sure, you know. I don't know what it'll do to you. I've ate small doses of it, you know, but. Not nothing, you know, not a bud or anything. I just can't see myself doing that. That wasn't in edibles, but hey, teach your own. I had some cookies, you know, the cookies and brownies. That's about all I had. Rice Krispie treats. That's about all I had. Edible wise.
Yeah. Have you ever smoked weed, son?
Oh yeah, yeah. I definitely smoked. Like, I don't even know how I made it through the college I went to before I came to Atlanta. Like, because we used to smoke on break. And it got so bad for it was our figure drawing class. And if you're not an art major, figure drawing classes are usually about 2 hours to 3 hours long. You literally draw and then you take a 15-minute break and then you come back and you draw again. So, we would go on our 15-minute breaks, go back behind the school and, you know, tear up the one-hitter. And we would come back laughing and shit. And at the end of the semester, I remember the teacher was wrapping up and he was doing the evaluations and shit, trying to make it seem like it was a real class. And he was like, for you three, when you guys go on break, can you at least use an air freshener? I start cracking up. So, yeah, I used to toke up, but at the time, I wasn't fucking with him.
Yeah. I don't know. I would ask you the same question, Jaren, but, you know.
Yeah.
Nana. Do you smoke weed today? You know what I'm saying? That's the question I ask you.
I would probably be a weed head if it wasn't for, you know, jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah, drug test, man. Everyone for drug tests.
Yeah. I don't know what's up. That shit.
Like California, man, that's how you're supposed to live, man. Jobs can't drug test you behind that stuff.
I don't see why they checking for that shit anyway, personally. I don't think that shit should be illegal or none of that. I just, you know.
I'm late, dude,
and when I get high, I'm too laid back. Like, I might as well just go to sleep.
I got high one time. And I think Slick P got this shit recorded on his phone of me just laughing the whole fucking time and my chest hurting a lot. And that's it.
Yeah, that's...
And why was your chest hurting easy?
I don't remember.
Oh, I thought it was something about you being a premature baby.
Oh, well, I mean, I am premature baby.
Born with one lung and all that stuff. And, you know.
Listen, my existence doesn't have a lot of survival. It's a feel good story, but I don't know what Jeremy gave me that day. That was fucking weird, and I don't know. I'm never smoking weed again. I smoked fake weed. That was cool.
Fake weed? The sativa, some shit. What is it called?
No. It was like some of that. It was called like it was like that K2 stuff that they banned.
Oh, okay.
So I'm sure I got cancer in a few years.
Yeah, good way to go.
Probably not.
You're going to go out.
now, if I do have cancer, I would do so much cocaine. Good God, you talking
cancer to cocaine. You wouldn't go to Kingpin. You just go to cocaine.
I go to cocaine just like it ain't shit. I would catch up on all my non-drug years.
Do you have enough money to go buy rocks?
I got some money to go buy cocaine.
Yeah, I guess so.
The money you're saving not going to chemo.
Exactly. I tell the sheriff, just give me the money straightforward.
Right. Just fuck that shit.
I know a guy. I know a guy.
He's got a new therapy. It's experimental. I just need a check.
He's got his own chemo office. Matter of fact, you just send a check to him.
His name is Tyrone. T-Y.
Right.
Hey, somebody, I remember a comedian said, if they want to cure cancer, give it to Magic Johnson.
Oh, God damn.
I'm just telling you, he will not have it in 2 years.
And I still ain't fucking cookie after that. He said cookie, man.
So hold on. They give Magic cancer. He beat it. Y'all at the damn, you know, his friends come and say he got cancer. Yeah, Cookie comes on and you like, nah, still no Cookie.
Still not fucking Cookie. I'm thinking there's something wrong with her pussy, dude. She's catching all the diseases. She's just living through it. I don't want to know what's up in that. Nah.
The disease stops in the pussy.
Right, yeah, it's a problem there. Something's not right in the yayo, dog.
Oh, God.
Maybe you want Cookie. Yummy.
It's like this.
He stops
in
the
pussy and going to buy.
Yeah, that's a whole.
It just fetches in
a
pussy.
That's a whole other set of problems. You want to have a kid come out of that motherfucker? Give birth to the Incredible Hulk. That's some shit you don't want to have. Not at all. So we got the questions out the way. It's time for the closing segment of the Frocast. We get a lot of music sent in, and we hear a lot of music in passing. So we got this segment for you niggas. Now it's time for your Frocast, NappyAfro.com newest game show, Hit or Hell No. All you have to do is listen to the track, and at the end of the Frocast, post your comment, let us know your vote, let us know if you think it's a hit or a hell no. And now, this week's candidate.
Yo, Optics. You ready to do this? Yeah. Let's do it. Say Philly stand up. Yeah. Fly city stand up. And I'm a miss my nigga. And that nigga. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Some felt it's just the way it goes. This that Negro spirit, you got a slave soul. I'm the lyrical version of Mark Harvey. Only difference is I pull up Brock Ferraris in the danger zone. I'm some of God's finest art, his creation. Big beard up on my face so people paint me wrong. They got me rotting with the strap, no safety on. But all we really trying to do is make it what you think we on. Me and John Connor, we are rhyming with no gimmicks. This is pure footage and our lyrics are all honest. Flow like oceans and rivers, you niggas small pines, small timers. Yeah, I said it, I'm addressing all rhymers. Who want drama? We will blow up you niggas' spots. It's the Bears, we are the Bombers. Better run and tell your mama to go and warn Obama. We don't make it, we gon' take it. Trip you naked with the llamas. I'm gonna make it. No one can stand it.
Yeah, who provoking him? They smoking, I'm doping in opium. Spitting that acid, letting them have it, yeah. Real shit is being demanded. Schooling you niggas, I'm getting my masters. Go get a pastor, murdering verses. They laying in caskets, flow out this world. Trying to catch them, better get NASA. Look, niggas can't see me like they're in the cheap seats. Not even a sneak peek, sits deep. Kill it, every track at least 6 feet. When I'm creative, it's cremation. Burn till they in the urn, they taking my turn. I'm on the road to success and they taking a turn. I'm on my grind, I've been hustling like a motherfucker. I drive a stake through the heart of all you bloodsuckers. The day walker that met the game at the altar and fucked her like Miss Parker, and now they can't get me off her. I'm feeling like none of these niggas can't touch me. Maybe it's poetic justice, or maybe I'm just lucky. But grind till you get it is the ultimate lesson. Went from being broke and flint to trading verses with legends. You feel me? I'm gonna make it.
That's this week's contestant, everybody. Make sure you leave your comment and your vote. Let us know if you think it's a hit or a hell no. And now, back to the crew. All right, so what you just heard, and I hope y'all like the music and our little intro there and the closing segment, was John Connor. It was off his I think it's called Season 2 mixtape. You can get that on datpiff.com. The song is called Gonna Make It. song called Gonna Make It, Freeway and John Connor. I want to know what y'all think about it, and I'll let you know how I heard of John Connor after y'all comment. So we'll start with Jern. What you think of the song, bro?
I mean, you know, it was all right, man. You know, I listened to it. I mean, you know, it was all right. I can, you know, it just depends. I mean, he can rap. You know, he raps pretty well. He's good with the lyrics, and, you know, but, you know, my only concern is, can he rap well enough to keep my attention for a full album? So that's going to be John Connor's problem.
Your opinion, is this a hit or a hell no?
I say it's a hit, man. I'm not gonna say hell no, because it's not terrible, not at all. You know what I'm saying? So he definitely has some skill there.
You think you're gonna download the mixtape?
Probably not. But that's just because of how I am, you know. It's, you know,
be
you
easy. Know, right? What you think, bro?
I've seen John Connor, like, you know, like on the blogs and on the website. He has one of the worst names in hip hop. Just want to put that out there.
It might be his real name, man.
Man, it's a Terminator. It's a Terminator reference. Come on, dog.
How do you know it? What? So his name can't be John Connor?
No, I don't believe it. Nobody from Flint, Michigan is named John Connor. Named John Connor.
Besides John Connor.
Besides John Connor and the Sarah the Sarah Connor Chronicle. It was okay. To this day, I'm not the biggest Freeway fan. Even though Freeway made one of my favorite songs of all time, Line Them Up with Young Chris, I've never been, because it seems like he's rhyming, but it seems kind of offbeat. John Connor, like Jerm said, he's okay. He's just okay. He's not bad. He's just okay. It's not a hell of a hit. I remember downloading Season 2. I think it came out last year. I know he just came out with a People's Rapper.
Right.
Where he raps over Eminem stuff.
Yep.
Is that it? Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. It's not a hell. No, it's a hit. It's nothing, nigga. It's in this world today, it's so much rap. You gotta do extra shit just to make an okay song. But I digress.
Yeah, I think I like the song. I don't know. I've got his other mixtapes, and this one in particular isn't one of my favorite mixtapes. I like his raps over B-Eazy and I'll be easy over Jay-Z. Same difference, right? I like his raps over Jay-Z's beats, and I like his raps over Eminem beats. These beats on this particular mixtape are kind of weird, but that song specifically, I think, is a hit. It's a little weird because it's kind of short. It seems like an interlude type shit, but it was still straight. It's good to hear him rap on a beat that's not made by somebody else, so you can focus on this flow. So I say it's a hit, and the reason I heard from him and the reason that I put him on our first segment of Hit or Hell Nah is because my homegirl, shout out to on Twitter, Miss_T Lee, put me on. Apparently he was here during the South by Southwest, and she heard him there and did a, you know, listen to a set about his album, and she was like, yo, have you heard about this cat? And I looked him up. So I'm checking him out. You know, I think the music's pretty cool, and hopefully his penchant for lyrics and things like that doesn't stop him from getting in the game and stop him from making a good album that we all want to listen to. I think that's the thing, like Jerm said, is it's a lot of cats out here who can spit, but there's not many cats that can spit and be interested for 12 songs or 14 songs, or, you know what I'm saying? So for me, it's a hit. Let us know what you think. Leave your comments on the post. And, you know, if you want to check it out, it's on natpiff.com. John Connor, Season 2. He's got a couple other mixtapes on there. You can download them. They're free. And I know you niggas like free shit. So this was the first segment of Hit and Hell Nah. We're trying to work that in. If we can't do it every week, we're trying to work that in every once in a while with all this fucking music we get in our inbox. And some of this shit, we're going to have to start sharing with y'all, because I listened to some shit today that we got that was absolutely I just, you know, sometimes we get stuff and I listen to it and I just leave it in the inbox and maybe y'all want to listen to it. No, this shit I listen to today, I just delete it. I was like, there's no reason for this to link. This shit has got to go. So I'm gonna let y'all motherfuckers hear. We're gonna start using that on the Hit or Hell Now. Y'all leave the comments and we'll report that shit back to the people that sent that. So
we're putting it in full cab.
Hey, because the they now, keep sending it. You see, we got second contact, third contact. They gonna keep sending us the shit. So we let them know, yo, it's not hot. Stop sending. It's not hot. Get back in the lab or something. It's not hot.
It hurts.
Hey.
Yeah, it hurts.
Hey, I've had to turn down reviews. I've had people send me stuff for review, and I was like, you know what? I'm not even going to do this review and put it up because it's not going to be favorable.
Yeah. I think people don't understand that. And I say this all the time. I have no problem people sending me music in. Most of it sucks, but when they be like, hey, look, man, I'm 14. I just made that album on my Fruity Loops 2 days ago. Took me an hour to make it. Can you review it? Like you review Jay-Z's album or Drake's album? Fuck no!
No. And I even do you one better. If in the first 10 to 15 segments, I hear that same recorded-ass drum loop, stop listening. I don't give a fuck what you got to say after that. If I hear that shit, I'm done. I don't want to hear that shit no more. I don't know if that came free with your cereal or what the fuck happened, but everybody's using that drum beat, and I'm over it, dog. And we're not A&Rs. We're just regular niggas. So it really don't matter what we say, but if you asking us to put it on our site that we cherish, our site that we do work for, hell no. Nah. You're not going to be a hit of hell no. Nah. It's just a hell no nah if it's not good, and I'm not putting it up.
Yeah. I mean, I always hope one day it's going to be a diamond in the rough, but... That's a lot of fucking digging sometimes. It's like, especially when it gets up to it was like 31 time, and I tried to go all through up, and I got the six. I'm like, fuck that. It was like bad, bad, bad. It's like either bad or just bland. You know what I'm saying? Like bad is just bad. I can laugh at it. Bland is just like, you're not even, I'm not going to remember your name. It's just, I don't know. It makes your head hurt a little bit, though.
I think sometimes we get some good stuff that people still don't, even after we put it up on the site, it just still don't take off. Like, that cat June, I think his name was June G. We posted up on the Fro FM. He's a DMV rapper. He was pretty decent, but I don't think anybody even commented on that post.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard. I think now it's better now because first of all, it's some rappers don't even got Twitter or Facebook and I get it, they just want to do rap, but that's impossible these days.
You gotta market. It's so easy to market shit. You don't even have to spend money. This shit's free.
You have to be out there doing your thing. Hopefully you get a buzz. I notice now a lot of these kids come out with crews. The crews are heavy now.
Yeah, I don't.
The crews are really heavy now. So.
I don't know why. You're just gonna break up anyway, and only one of you is gonna get picked up by the label to drag the rest of these niggas and hope they make a good album. Like, just do what you gotta do, man. Yeah, all of you will sound great on the show, and then one of you get signed, and the rest of you will hate them. And it's just for what? Shout out to Soul Tide.
Yeah. Did y'all ever watch the Odd Future show on Cartoon Network on Adult Swim?
No.
it's like Jackass and Tim and Eric. It's pretty crazy.
Oh, I did see a segment of that shit the other day, and
I said this, Tyler is the, you're right, because Tyler is the one everybody's focusing on.
Yeah, clearly.
It's other niggas, but Tyler is the one who's writing shows and directing videos and whatever, making the beats and whatever. It's like, yeah, nigga, it's you.
and I hear you, everybody try and get on, and I hear you, teamwork, and if there's 30 of you, there's a better chance of one of you getting signed. your friends, but shit.
If y'all was 14, would y'all put y'all friends on too?
Of course.
I don't think any of my friends when I was 14 were worth shit, so I don't. I mean, you gotta understand, dog. I went to a small school, so. I think our graduating class was 95 people from high school, and my grade school only had like 100 people total. From kindergarten through eight or some shit. It was real.
I forgot. You went to the same school Ricky Schroeder went to, right? The private school.
It was a private school, but it wasn't Ricky Schroeder school, bitch.
No, it was Silas Bones.
Nah, what? No, hey, we went to this, nigga. I live. let's be clear. My house got broken to about 9 times. We live in the fucking hood. I just got busted. I just got busted, nigga. My parents was like, "Yo, we're just gonna send you here."
I'm just saying. I thought you
didn't walk outside during the daytime.
I thought you that fond of Revere on Silverstone.
Nah, I wasn't privileged like that at all, nigga. My street was ratchet.
Hey, I hear St. Louis got good Chinese food, man. Is that true?
St. Louis got the best Chinese food ever. I think their Chinese food is probably better than China.
Damn.
I don't believe that. I've never heard it before, by the way, John.
No.
Nigga, if you Google St. Louis, Chinese food will come up. It's got to be on the front page.
Okay. Nelly keeps coming up. Nelly and Murphy Lee.
Oh, shit. Let's get to the relevant post. After that, should be Chinese food or emos. And see, do St. Louis food. If you go Chinese food, okay, Chinese food has got to show up. That shit's
don't humor. Listen, don't humor me. He got food blocked on his Google thing, so nothing food related will come up. He has that blocked in his Google search filter. He's like, most people put in ass titties. He put food, anything like that. He's like, nope, don't want to see it.
Does he get full looking at chicken wings? Like he looks at a
piece. He gets full smelling food being cooked. See, that's the difference with him. That's how he save money. He just go and just smell food cooking and he leave. And you know, Jay, he
I put St. Louis and Jay Quan keeps coming up, man.
Did you put St. Louis food, nigga?
No, Jay Quan.
He took the O and D off his keyboard.
How you guys not do it, man?
This nigga, man. But yeah, you're dead on, Jeremy. If you ever make it to the Louvre, or you know what? If I get my homegirl to ship it, because I had her send me a care package of St. Louis fried rice. If she ever send me some, I'll go ahead and send you some, bro.
Hold up, you had a care package of shrimp fried rice?
No, it was just fried rice. It wasn't no meat in it, because I ain't no fool now. You ain't gonna have no meat transitioning through the mail. That's not gonna be a good look. But
that's all I was asking you.
Yeah, it was just plain fried rice with the onions and the green peppers. And yeah, that shit was on point. And some St. Louis potato chips, some red hot riblets.
Now Huey is popping.
Nigga,
up
if you don't put St. Louis food on the search, swear to God.
I'm just saying, all these St. Louis rappers coming up.
Yeah, I was thinking about that too after I was listening to that John Connor shit. What city, you know, let's exclude New York for the discussion. What city has, like, the dopest set of rappers? I mean, we might have Atlanta. To take that for a Frocast. You think? Atlanta?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. You know what, though? You know what hurt my heart, though? What? Looking at that damn, even though New York ain't shit, looking at that damn, you saw the Forbes top five richest people in hip-hop, not of the year, just of all time, I guess.
Right.
It was like Puffy, Jay-Z, Dr. Dre, Baby, and 50 Cent. It's still three New York rappers on that fucking list.
It's high for me, bro. I mean, the things came out supporting this shit.
It's three New York rappers, one West Coast rapper, and one Southern rapper. And the only Southern nigga on there is fucking Baby.
It's who?
Baby. And he got more money than 50 Cent. Now, he paid 50 Cent from last year.
Mm-hmm.
50 Cent keep losing money and he keeps rising.
But hold up, y'all said Atlanta, so you Detroit would be like Royce the 5'9, Eminem, Slum Village. Y'all don't think Detroit? Proof.
T.I. Jeezy, Ludacris.
Three Stacks.
Three Stacks.
Oh yeah, Outkast. That pretty much.
Yeah.
Outkast pretty much dead that shit.
Goody Mob. And then I don't know, I think that even today, the hottest rapper right now is from Atlanta. His name is 2 Chainz or TD Boy or whatever. You know, we still got B.O.B. who I don't like. I just don't like B.O.B. anymore at all.
Yeah, but, we discussed that before. I still don't quite get it. But.
He sucks. He made a song with Taylor Swift. What the fuck?
Yeah, man, I guess.
Man, the nigga got to eat, man. I mean, you can't get mad at him for trying to eat.
No, but no, he
retired from rap, man.
Exactly, that's the problem. Don't call yourself a rapper anymore. You're just a pop star, and that's fine. I have no problem with that. You're good, but you're not a rapper anymore. You're saying that.
You know what?
That's
fine. And see, I'm going to hit on this article I'm going to publish if I ever pull the trigger, talking about that rap and pop comparison. Mm-hmm. Like, the idea of pop music came from what's popular. And rap is popular, so why is rap not pop music?
No, but I think it's the pandering. Yeah. I think it's the pandering. I think that it was never one time in B.O.B.'s life when he was in Atlanta, when he was just Bobby, it was Bob. And he was talking, he was like, man, he never turned to his homeboy, man, you heard a new Taylor Swift album. That shit off the fucking. He never have aggressively listened to Taylor Swift music. That's just never happened ever in his life.
Yeah, but so, did T.I. do a song with Taylor Swift or he opened for her or some shit?
No, Taylor Swift asked him to come out and do Live Your Life and she sung Rihanna part.
But she was on stage with him.
Listen, doing that and making some two different things, I just feel that that whole song was not made because two people wanted to make music together. It wasn't made because each of them admired each other's music. It was made just for money. And that's fine. I don't want to hear that kind of music. It's going to do it. It's going to be big, probably. It's going to make a hit. But I just feel that that's pandering. I feel like you're, you know, don't ask for artistic integrity and all that shit. If you're just making music just for money, just like you know what his manager said. You know who made his manager said, probably turned to Bobby Ray said. You know who sells a lot of records? Taylor Swift. She fuck with T.I. Let's do a song with her, and that's it. That's the whole thought process behind that.
But is it possible? Number one, is it possible that he actually liked the song?
Nope.
It's not possible that he liked the song and decided to go ahead and do it.
That song sounds terrible. Nobody likes that song.
So second of all, the part where you said don't call yourself a rapper. What defines a rapper?
If you actually rap.
This is another Frocast topic, so all right. We had to touch on it.
I just want to touch on it.
No, I listen. I just feel that
article out, I'm telling you. I'm talking about
all No, first of all, I've also said in the past that I think it's all rap. You know what I'm saying? If you're rapping, I think it's all rap to a point. So it's a pop rapper, you know what I'm saying? And that's fine, but I think, I don't know. Listen, I'm not going to MC Hammer nigga. I'm not going to say he sold out shit. He's trying to get his money. I don't have no problem with that, but I just feel that, excuse me, to me, it just feels like it's just not authentic at all.
Yeah, we're going to have to talk about this shit on another Frocast. It's been a blast, y'all. This is Frocast number 25 with the new segments and all that shit. Y'all got any shout outs before we wrap this shit up?
Yeah, shout out to all my Twitter people, man. Y'all know who y'all is, man.
Make sure y'all follow Nappy Afro on Twitter. On Facebook. All the social media shit. Tumblr, out there.
Shout Instagram.
Shout out Murphy Lee, Huey, and Nelly.
Say Figaro. This is your father back to that. Sorry. Right? Say R.I.P. Figaro. Say shout out. M.I.C. the president.
Tip Clark,
Billy D. Braille.
I don't know who that is.
Who else? Rappers. AI? What's the other nigga name? Lowdown and Duddy.
Twins.
Yeah.
I think those rappers. My nigga Tef Poe just dropped another mixtape.
Bubba Sparks.
That shit on datpiff.com too.
Oh, see, you thought I was gonna forget about Bubba. See,
I like Bubba's first and second album. I'm sorry, I have no problem with that.
You actually, shoot though. So I mean, you know,
I did what now?
You went to Bubba Sparks video shoot that time.
Oh my god, what?
I did actually go to the Bubba Sparks video.
You know what, man? Let's just.
German's joking. I'm being serious though.
Let's just go ahead and end this show.
I know you ain't wanting us to do that, so you had to go.
Yo, this has been, like I said, Frocast number 25. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. Who Gives a Fuck, sitting here with B-Eazy, a.k.a. Mike Awesome, Young Barry White, and King Germ, the real nigga, with real nigga quotes, signing out for y'all, man. We'll holler at you next week.
Shout out Jaquan.
Bitch.
And I kind of want